Welcome to the first half of
the Talk Heavy Podcast.
AG, we back with another fire episode. We got some people back that the people requested. We got some new guests here, and I'm excited, brother.
Let's get it rolling.
You already know who it is. It's Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Dangerous Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Choke Your Mom Out, a.k.a. Choke Your Pop Out. And we got some special guests in the building. Person to the left of me, introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi. My name's Clint. And I'm here on the Talk Heavy Podcast. I wasn't prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? usually, I thought the guest get an intro himself. Like, yo, man, ladies and gentlemen, you know who you you know who you talking to. You know who you looking at.
No, nah,
but you here, can do that for yourself.
No, well, here will set you up. Well, I don't want us to do it.
I don't feel. This is not welcoming. This is not welcoming. No, but look, check this out. My name is Clint Coley, comedian from Philadelphia, but I live in Los Angeles. I got a special out right now called My Edible Kicked In. 500,000 views on YouTube, but not just that, though. Because it got so much attention and people watched it. I know a million is the goal, but I got a gold album. With that being said, though, Kevin Hart's production company, Heartbeat Productions, picked it up, and it will be on Peacock this July.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
It'll be on Peacock this July, man. No, and when I say that, I mean, like, I'm just real quick, my man can confirm this, what I'm getting ready. He's confirming. You know how, like, niggas be lying?
Yeah.
No. But,
I lie.
Niggas be lying. Like, no. Hear me out. Hold on.
Is he calling this man before Mo get to introduce himself?
No.
I'm just here.
I just got the con. This was last week. That's last Thursday.
Come on, Flex. Let's do it.
So nobody, you know what I mean? I got my managers.
Yeah, we seen the numbers.
So to his baby mom, he got that child support money.
Wait. I got a child on the way, too.
Oh, shit, you broke.
Congratulations.
I got a child on the way. Oh, you told me to introduce myself.
That's it.
This is what happens when.
Okay.
And shout out to our sponsor, Cherry Hill Abortion Clinic.
Shout out to y'all. Keep the money rolling. Keep the money rolling.
Person across from us, introduce yourself.
Hola, darling. This is Mo Beyondside. I am the host of the pregame. I tell you all about what's going on in Philly. Happy to be here, y'all.
Yeah, glad they wanted you back.
Yeah, we happy to have you.
AKA 72.
AKA 72.
If you know.
Listen.
I didn't want to stunt last episode, but I got the 86.
Ooh.
Keeps talking. So what you trying to say? Hold up. GB just said he got good pussy.
He said
he got that good boy pussy for all y'all niggas.
He a baddie,
good boy
watch
pussy
out.
Is
watch
insane. That's insane.
He a baddie, oh, watch man. Out.
Help him.
That's Mo, this crazy. Is your introduction?
That is my introduction.
Yeah,
wow. AKA 72.
I like it. I like
say
it.
Less. Say less.
Yeah. It's the Prince of Hunting Park. The BBW lover. The pregnant woman slayer. Mr. 2 push-ups a night. The man built in the image of God himself. Slice Maximus.
It's the North Philly legend.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry Mansion's finest. The BBW hater. The pregnant woman creator. They still calling me Jesus' first cousin. He go raw because the condom keep bussing. From North Philly to South Beach. Because that's about as long as this pipe reach. You should always fuck with a chick that stutter from the get-go. Because you might bust your nut before she say no.
And ladies.
Sucking dick is good for your mental health. So don't do it for him.
Do it for yourself.
G_winner.
Hey, yeah, man. Welcome to the family, man. We happy that you're here, man. We going to get you canceled tonight.
I think your show's not coming out on Peacock.
It's going to be on Diddy Cop.
Wild as kept, man. My podcast is on Revolt.
I can't
talk about Diddy, dog.
All right, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
So Diddy,
y'all can talk about it. Y'all can say whatever you want, but...
So when was the first time he pulled his dick out on you?
Mercy.
What?
What was the first time?
Never met Diddy a day in my life.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer.
Never met him a day in my life.
That's a fantastic answer. That's a fantastic answer.
Never met him a day in my life.
All right. We hope you can survive the whole episode,
man.
Let's go. Take the Talk Heavy Challenge. But you new, so I don't know if you know. We help people at home, man. That's what we do.
It sounds like it.
We are therapists.
We're therapists.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope you're ready. Let me get to the first question. Talk Heavy, I'm your biggest fan. Although y'all never help anybody, y'all usually come up with some good pointers every now and then when people write in. I never thought in a million years that it would be me, but here goes nothing. My wife is very hard-headed. For years, she wanted to get her body done, and I told her I wasn't with it. I told her I loved the way she was, just the way she was. She came home in so much pain after getting it done anyway, and I didn't feel sorry for her. Not one bit. I felt she got what she deserved in my mind. Now, here's the aftermath. It gets even worse. I'm struggling because her body is unattractive now. The shape of her butt looks weird and is too big. How can I delicately communicate to her that I want her to reverse this procedure considering the pain she just endured? I know she doesn't want to get surgery again, and she likes her butt, but I don't. I don't want this problematic relationship, but this shit is a problem for me.
Damn.
So, Bull, so this is a guy, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
And his lady is getting a BBL.
She got one.
His wife, though?
Ass fat.
I mean, his wife got a BBL.
He said wife.
Yep. Okay, no.
And he hates it.
Yeah, yes. He don't like it.
Was he against it before he... Before?
That's what he said.
Listen, yeah. I'm going to tell y'all all of this. How we know that this nigga signed to revolt is the whole time we was reading that question, he was in his phone talking to Diddy, yo. That's why he doesn't know.
No. I'm high and I'm processing this.
Okay, we're going to show the footage.
Because when I was on the phone. I wasn't sending dumb shit. No. You know what I mean? Like, I can show you what I was saying. You know what I mean? It's actually worked.
We don't want to see
show dad. Make him dad.
I mean,
that's crazy.
But no, all jokes aside, though. If you... I don't like plastic surgery, right? Unless it's needed, right? Like if you, woman, you know, you just had a baby or something like that and you want to, you know, tone yourself, do whatever you want to do, I'm good. But to me, an ass is never that serious. Mm. If you just don't have no ass, you just don't have no ass.
I disagree with him. Okay.
because I've had sex mm-hmm. with a woman with a fake, whatever she got done,
mm-hmm. augmented.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she got. I don't know if she had a BBL. I don't know if she just
shots.
I don't know what she was doing.
Did you bust?
No, actually, I didn't.
Damn. Was it soft?
Damn, that shit was trash.
No, it wasn't soft.
Oh, she went to fucking.
Oh, so it was a hard butt.
Yeah, this John was like, I just didn't understand it, right? And mm-hmm. then, you know, for me, like, look, man, I'm. This may sound wild, but like, I don't care about like trivial shit like your ass and your titties at this point, right? Like these are pluses, right? But I'm saying, like, for me, at the end of the day, if I'm meeting a woman and I just meet her, I'm looking at your face first. If you have a beautiful face, if you have a beautiful smile, that is the first. Everything else legitimately is
no, extra. You like fat Jones.
I mean, whatever you consider fat, yeah.
I'm saying
whatever you consider fat.
I'm just saying,
what do you consider fat?
Limit.
What do you? Because most of us have a limit. Like you can't be like, let's be real, sis.
200.
I don't give a fuck about 200.
Get your back together.
I'm saying I don't like. Look, we know what overweight is for me.
No, we don't.
It's not. I don't have a certain pound limit. It is about how you look.
I respect that.
And your poundage, right? Like if you could
poundage,
yeah, yo. Like if you like 5'8", but you might be 180, 190, right? How you wear it? I don't know. It, everybody's different. So like,
see,
I don't.
How tall are you?
5'9".
About
180.
You about 180? Yeah.
180. I'm doing body math, right? A little bit of body math,
I'm over
right?
Here like.
So when you add those elements together normally, right, because I'm just trying to hone in and paint this picture, y'all, and y'all can tell me if I'm wrong as an artist that draws bodies all day, right? If I had to put this poundage around.
Poundage is crazy.
If the woman doesn't have large breasts and she doesn't have a large butt, where do these pounds go that could look
her,
deep? That
her,
could
her
look
upper pussy.
Her upper pussy.
That's your cushion. Watch your mouth.
Where could those extra pounds go if they're not in fat butt and or titties?
Chin.
Flat chested.
Chin.
Yeah, you can get two of those.
I mean, look. I mean, look. The odds of her not having her being like you know a certain pound. But not having no ass, like the chances of that is slim to none. Like I've seen some big Jones with no ass, yes. But I've seen that. But at the end of the day, like I said, man, like face first, then everything else to me falls in line. Like
I agree though.
All I care is that just that you love your shape and you wear your shape.
So let's say fuck the shape.
Because
your woman come home looking fucked up now. Whatever it is, she went and got lip injections or whatever. She decided to go against your will and she come home fucked
up.
What are you doing? You want her to pull that shit out of her, huh?
No, he gotta wait. Like he said, she just came home, so he probably ain't even got none yet. He should just wait it out.
My woman's not going to get surgery.
Well, she already went.
No, no, no. I'm telling, like, I'm saying, in his case, we when we had the conversation of I'm about to get it
so
done.
So you tell women what to do with their body.
Their body. He oh, I tell my what, God.
No.
You want to know her body, his choice.
Yeah, right. So, right. Fuck
yeah. Hey, yeah, you can cancel that special.
Whatever you say, chief.
But, yikes.
Y'all stupid, man.
Yikes.
But no, all jokes aside, though, it's like you know, at the end of the day, we'll have that conversation, and it's like, look, you want to go get a BBL for what reason? What reason do you have that is either not medically, that is not rooted in, I'm not going to say insecurity, mm-hmm. but in some form, mm-hmm. weight, some shape.
It is insecurity, most likely,
and
though.
It's like, yo, you just want a bigger butt? All right, nah, I'm not cool. I'll put it like this.
It's for everybody else to
I will let it be known, I'm not cool with it beforehand. You decide you want to go do it, don't expect me to have the same energy before you did it and after you do it.
Meaning, how you feel about that with your husband, Mo? Yeah, you come home.
If I'm not. Yeah, you come home after I said I don't want you to
Mo,
do it.
Mo, what you think?
I don't expect him.
I'm going to cheat on you. I'm telling you now, I'm cheating.
No, it sounds like he already stepping out for real. But
I'm cheating.
He said, I don't even like the shape of it.
Yeah, he's cheating. It's time to cheat, bro.
She's still pinned up, wrapped up.
Yeah,
no, but listen,
that's the best one, bitch.
But you come home, and your husband just got balls. He just got big ass balls.
Big balls now.
He just got like a ball.
No, no.
He got a ball.
Cheat on them balls.
Why?
He got a BBL.
Leave the balls at the house. Get you and.
He got a Brazilian ball lift.
That's wild.
First of all, getting your balls. First of all, surgery down there. I've never had, unless it's a vasectomy. That's the only time I'm having something.
I mean,
done
some people
down
get
there.
Enlargements and sort of things like
that. Yeah, I know they got.
So that's what I'm saying. You tell your husband, yo, baby, I don't want you to do it. He go get a BBL, the Brazilian ball lift.
Right. Yeah, like he was cool. Like he was cool with his dick. He was cool with his dick. He just felt like he needed
some better balls.
Okay. He needs some better balls.
Yo, real quick, do y'all care about balls, women? Like, do you look at a nigga and be like, yo, those are some little ass balls?
No, it's about ratios.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Okay, all right.
It's a lot.
Like if his dick big, but he got little ass balls,
or in the inverse, it's crazy.
Big balls, little dick.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It is. It's crazy.
What would you rather go with?
Next question.
Big balls is insane, bro.
It's crazy to look at.
That shit look like an armadillo.
No, not only is it crazy though, like it's a could you be like, oh, look at them gray sweatpants? Like no, like it's crazy.
No, it's balls and it's gray sweatpants.
It is.
Balls.
It's all bulge. It's crazy.
That's wild.
It's so disappointing.
So y'all like judge them like how long they hang? Like y'all like you like hang time?
No, but at the same time, you gotta remember that's like hitting me at some point. Like it's a lot.
Hang time balls is crazy.
It is. It's wild.
Wow.
The question was, would I support
my
his ball?
Would you still suck him?
I mean, I think so. I think it's different.
It's your husband.
Have you ever cut a nigga off because of balls?
Yes. Some people don't know how to lift and like clean. That's
no, that's
wild.
That's nasty.
No, that's real. Okay, no, but that's real.
Okay. Not having little balls, having stinky balls.
Stinking, right?
Stinking balls.
Like you knew you was coming.
Dirty balls.
Yeah. No.
I mean, but you never like off the visual.
Not off the visual,
like
no.
Off the visual, like
no, not show. Off the visual. Frankly, again, ratios. Shit.
So look, my man, bro, you need to cheat. Bottom line.
No, you need to.
You're not attracted to your woman anymore.
You should leave the relationship.
You just said the butt don't matter, and then you turn around and tell him to cheat.
No, the butt.
Why are we cheating?
The butt doesn't matter when it's yours. If you need to enhance your butt, then the butt
matters.
Because it doesn't look good.
No, no, what if you told your wife, don't get the butt? Yeah. She goes and gets the butt, mm-hmm. comes back, the butt is magnificent.
If it's magnificent.
Are you standing on business?
It has
absolutely.
I'm going to be honest. No. What's the word you use?
Magnificent. Magnificent.
Okay. That is the toppest tier of the butt looking magnificent. He could have said if it looks good.
But are you standing on business?
Are you standing on business? If it looks better.
I'm not standing on business.
No.
Because he said he doesn't like it. Okay. So I'm addressing that.
Okay. I was just making sure he wasn't a hard hitter.
If you like it or if my wife come back and I like it, cool. If I come back and I don't like it, I'm cheating or Mo, I'm out.
So even right, if, just be out. Just I'm be sorry, out. Sorry. And also, I want to know if you
or
tried
we,
it.
We could stay together for financial reasons.
Even if I like it, I'm going to still act mad.
So this is what I got to tell y'all.
You know I'm going to still act mad.
I got to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why you have to.
Defiance?
It's not about that. It's to stop. It's about gambling and getting off out of the table before things go wrong.
I like that.
Because what happens is if she's right the first time, she went, she did it, and now you like, oh, that thing is crazy. I'ma praise that. Then when she go to get her lips done, whatever the next thing is, because she was like, I told you last time to chill. I told you last time that I got this. Hold on.
Yep, she playing roulette.
And now she going to go out because just like tattoos and anything else, these body-altering things are very, very addictive for a person, especially if they win the first time. It's like playing a lottery the first time and winning.
I agree.
You won't keep playing even though you're losing all your money.
So this is where you have to compromise, right? Like if I say, look, like, because I'm going to be adamantly against it, right? I'm going to be adamant about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not for this. But now, you know, if we come to a conclusion, we're like, look, Clint, I really want to get this done. Is there any way we can compromise? You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, relationships, you got to respect the compromise. There's sometimes you're going to win it and sometimes you're going to lose it.
So let's do this. So now let's reverse this, though.
Okay, reverse.
Now she come to you and tell you she needs you to get some things done.
That's a great question. I would not. It depends on, like, no, I wouldn't do it.
She needs you to get your gooch tatted.
Bro, that's great. Come on. Nah, bro.
Come on, man. Like that's like, not.
That
that's
might
not
be
good.
Her thing. She well, might, then she knows. Her name. She need her name on
your. She's not getting it. It's a hard no for
a gooch tatted. Dog, a tattoo between your asshole and your balls.
Come on,
crazy.
Man. He went to the, you know how you said magnificent? This nigga went to the, what's the lowest? This nigga went to hell, right? Like, he said your gooch, like, you could, there's so many other things.
Like, her Instagram name, though. She want her IG.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. Lot. Bro, like, come on.
She went to underscore.
I think going to somebody and telling them that you want them to get surgery is
wild too.
It's one thing to
what
tell
about
you.
What about this situation?
There is
he
no
asking
way.
Asking for the reverse. He's asking. I know you fucked up in pain. And you just got over. I know you fucked up in pain and just got over it. Mm-hmm. But I want you to reverse it. Is it wrong to ask for the reverse?
They're not going to be together.
No, they're not going to be together.
You can't reverse.
Oh, it don't come out.
They can't. They do.
It's unsafe,
they
though.
They go get it.
So you're talking about, like, so basically,
I don't know.
I'm going to defer to the woman.
So the Jones that he hit that had the fake butt might have had implants. Girls,
that's the plastic. And
girls
all that
don't do that as much anymore. And the reason, why is because they have the fat transfer now. But then some girls don't want to gain the weight that you first have to gain in order to get a fat transfer. They have to be able to get it from somewhere. So girls actually get fat on purpose so that they can take the fat and put it there. The fat transfer is normally ends up being a regular ass. Like you, it feel like ass. The other joint is basically a bottle of water inside of the ass. So that's a little bit different. So you got to, you know what I mean?
Do you know what he's talking about, Mo?
I do. Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
No, I'm saying, do he know what he's talking about?
I do.
Oh, no, it sounds good. It sounds like you know what the fuck you
want. Yeah, so you get light.
Right, here's your point, right? So, like, can you undo a fan transfer? My understanding is no. But also, if she doesn't wear or do the appropriate post-op, she's just going to go back to looking what she was looking like anyway.
Yeah, because can I explain the science?
Honestly, right. I mean, go for it.
When they take the fat cells, when they take that out of their waist.
I don't like how you're reaching across this table right now.
This nigga is Bill Nye the science guy.
They already call me fat.
No. So what happens is it makes it harder for them to gain fat in those areas. That's why you see so many girls get the surgery and then they start getting big backs. Mm-hmm. If you notice, you look around at the girls that got these crazy body, waist still snatched, but they start gaining weight other places under their neck, all that type of shit. That's what starts happening from that. So it's not going to be, you going to take some of the fat out the ass and she still ain't going to, it's still going to be her getting her big back. Now you don't even got the ass. You might as well keep the ass.
You just got a big back. You just fucking orangutan.
Or just don't get the fucking BBL. Like, just keep your fucking booty.
You already passed the point of no return.
Keep your little ass booty.
However, this is massive surgery. This is major surgery. She didn't just go to Target, right? So she thought about it. There was research. And she got all this post-op.
And
she's
dangerous. People have died from those
they're
surgeries.
They're dangerous, right?
So now, did they ever, like, make a mistake, though, and, like, put the fat, like, in the hole? Like they blow the hole up.
Blow the hole up. Mo, what was you saying?
What I was saying is he just needs to make an exit strategy. That's okay. What I'm saying. He needs to make an exit strategy.
Can I say something? I'm going to cut you off because the big back shit fucked me up. You know, before all these bodies, there was bitches with big backs back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was called BBWs.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. They ain't all that. But I did get intimate with a woman, and when she took her clothes off, she had a big back. This is years and years ago.
And she still got bent.
No.
Couldn't tell that her back was big with the clothes?
Because it was a man.
No, but here you go. I was unattracted. This nigga's a dickhead. Still got bent.
It was a man.
No, she didn't get bent.
Wait till you get to the end of the story.
She didn't get bent. First of all, his name was Roger.
We're using that clip. We're using that clip.
They always try to set you up. No, but I'm going to tell you, even back then, big backs has never been attractive. Even before the body.
To you.
So I don't know if it's any men who like big backs.
To you.
Ass. Talk about this guy.
With
Mo's point, yes. Like, you got to remember, beauty is different. Beauty is, like, is yes. Beauty is subjective, mm-hmm. right? Like, what you find fine and what I find fine may not be the same.
I do find, though, that most men have the same. They have the same formula, though.
But I think in public.
That's a fact.
Don't nobody want to talk about the big backs. They made it big backs. But they not telling the homies. That's all I got to say. Because
this nigga done fucked some monsters in his life.
I have.
He said, I have.
No, but real rap, though. Like people always be like, yo.
And I nutted in them.
That's fucked up.
What were you saying, Clint?
Cherry Hill Abortion Clinic.
Shout out Cherry Hill Abortion Clinic.
You been to Cherry Hill Abortion Clinic?
Never. I've never. No.
Which one you go to?
None.
Clint, go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah. I forgot. This nigga's asking me. I just said at the top of the episode I'm having a child. And then these niggas is
this your first
Wylin.
One?
This is my first child.
Oh, your first child? Oh, yeah.
Definitely been to the abortion clinic.
Anyway. I was talking about big backs get bit.
I just
dark.
Listen, man.
That's what I'm saying.
They be having boyfriends. You be seeing people on My 600 Pound Life with husbands, boyfriends.
They all got one
they just
or two.
They just be trying to be on the show.
I don't think these white people. Nah,
I think they lay different. What they want to, and in between them folds, and
it's
they do
about,
what they want
because
to.
Because it's about the smell. Like, they can't wash it all. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that
ready to make an exit plan.
You'd be surprised how many big back bitches get niggas.
Hold on.
And they DMs.
Not for nothing, keep niggas.
Keep niggas, right.
Niggas paying for things.
Oh, are you from Philadelphia?
Yes.
Mm. We had somebody on here saying somebody notable.
Oh, shit.
What? Somebody of note.
Shit.
That they was fucking with.
Because he did say his 600-pound life.
And they said, he was a comedian off camera.
Oh, shit.
And they did say
I'm waiting for the punchline. Let's go.
Listen,
get to the punchline.
No, she's
Glenn said he ready.
Get to the punchline, dog.
Glenn said he ready.
Those that watch our show, they'll give it to you in the
chat. They did say he really, he'd be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be out of town.
She said he popping.
Yes.
I think we...
Yeah, we found a match. We cracked that code.
Yeah, for the viewers at home that know what we're talking about, we found our men. Yeah.
Okay. Busted, motherfucker. What Kanye say? Gotcha. Gotcha.
Can we help this man? All right,
we did.
What did he do? He's married to this woman.
He's
married to this woman.
Divorce.
All in favor for cheating.
No, oh, bro, that's man. A terrible thing. You got a family, man. You can't say that on camera.
He said he does what he wants. No, he needs to leave.
Your husband.
He needs to leave.
You can just leave your husband.
So
this is why I'm married.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference, though. Right? So if you
difference.
Get a ball lift, in theory, I'm the only one looking at your balls. Mm. But if I get a BBL, everybody gets to see everything, yes?
No. If I get my ball lift right, everybody will see it, too.
That's crazy.
You just be walking around LA Fitness just
gray sweatpants,
balls out. Okay, no, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, I think that what I hear men say, check me, is that the BBL, especially when you're in a relationship, is not for me. It's for everybody else.
It is. It's for everybody
else. It is.
Mm. And that's how you feel about the
it's
thing.
It's for the gram.
Then...
Most of the shit y'all do is not for us.
It's because especially if I'm already with you. If I'm already with you, I've already proven to you that the way that you are, I'm cool with that.
But what if she's not cool with the way she is?
That's not my problem.
I'm saying the same.
It's not my problem. It's my problem. No, it isn't your problem. It's my problem.
It's not my problem.
But if I've resolved that a couple of shots in my behind make me feel better,
What about how it makes your husband feel?
Hold on.
And she's decided how I feel is more important than the way he feels.
But this is important. This happens outside of surgery situations.
Yes.
If your girl is happy with you having a regular dad bod and like always likes your stomach and whatever.
That's what really be getting
you. But then you go to the gym and get ass, nigga.
But what if you feel like I'm not comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got me a trainer. I'm getting my stuff together. It goes that same way. That person could get themselves in shape and their girl be like, I don't like that.
It takes a little longer.
So you could use that same argument like, I married you fat. I was cool with you being fat.
Should she divorce you and cheat you because you went and got muscle?
I'm comparing the two things.
If you went and draked it and bought you some abs, then.
Yes. That's
right. And I said, you know what? I'm concerned about your health. I think that's a massive surgery. I wouldn't do that if I were you, right? Are you doing the thing that's most healthy for you? That's a different conversation. He just said he don't like the shape of her ass. So I don't find her attractive.
That's a big deal in a relationship.
You know, if I liked you with the dad bod and now you come home looking like, you know, boom, 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 right? I get to decide if I still find you attractive.
I don't fuck with that.
You go from if you go from having a six pack to one of them like weird men with the shout out to y'all listeners, with the weird men with the thick neck.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, the muscle.
I don't find that attractive.
I'm thinking wife, right? Mm-hmm. All the death to her part, sickness, health, all the shit y'all say, right? Right. So if she went bald, if a fucking arm fell off, I don't give a fuck what happens to my wife, I'm rotten. So if she went and got a fat ass.
You're making your
if my bitch go bald, I'm leaving.
You know, you're comparing apples to oranges.
Write it down.
If I love my wife and she's in a car accident that alters the way she looks.
Come on, Claire.
I'm still going to be in love with her because that's something that she had no control over. Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip side, though, if we're talking about you getting plastic surgery and I tell you up front, I do not want you to do this because A, I am not going to find it attractive unless it's magnificent, or B, I'm concerned about your health. And you make a unilateral decision to say, you know what? I don't give a fuck about what you...
I decided my feelings.
Exactly. So, as you said...
Is it the defiance or is it the look?
It's both. It's both.
It's not the defiance, though. He said it's a bit of both.
Let me ask you this question, though. She's in that car accident, though, right? Now, boom, like, car crash, boom, battery acid on her face. Ugh. Shit fucked up. You still love her, but are you still attracted to her?
I will find ways to be attracted to my woman.
Why wouldn't you do that with a fake?
Because I told you before I didn't want
it. So it is different.
That's what you're saying. If you say, okay, if you got a BBL before I met you, that had nothing to do with me. Facts. If you got a BBL when we were even
in... Get a BBL when you're single.
Yeah,
so it's like, a defiance.
It's not even... No. You keep trying to point back to defiance. I'm trying to explain... It's not just the defiant. It's the fact that you made a choice to do this. And I don't find it attractive.
You made a choice to make yourself unattractive.
You didn't have a choice in a car crash, unless it's your fault, you know, but that's neither here nor there.
I mean, don't you wild it.
No, stop.
He told her, babe, you better not drink and drive while you out there.
Is that like the BBL? Right, but no.
Is it similar? What's the difference?
Hold on, I got a question.
Stay focused.
Do you believe... And be honest. This is an honest show.
No, yeah.
It's part of it too, with a lot of men, and maybe yourself, a fear that if your woman turns herself into one of these Instagram Joneses, it look crazy, can she truly keep the exact same personality? Exact.
No. It's no. Let me I'm going to be honest.
Flag on a play.
No, and we can sit here and act like.
They can't.
It's not just women. People, when you get attention, you are not the same person you were.
It's a drug.
If I got 1 million followers tomorrow, right? And I'm not saying that...
He leaving you.
I'm not saying that.
He already cheated over the hands.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, yes, I mean, like, even me working in the business, right? Like, yeah, I'm a comedian, but I now have a special on Peacock. You're not going to, like... I'm in the league now, right? Like there's physical and video proof that like, yo, when you have a conversation about comedians that's out right now, like that's hot or whatever, I'm in the conversation. That does change my persona.
So he said he Himothy Bradley.
You
now.
Damn Skippy.
No, but hear me out. Himothy knows that you need a safe space, right? And so if that woman was in your corner right. when you was at Helium.
And that's a fact.
Right. So, you know better than you go. You could be Himothy everywhere else. You could be Himothy on the gram. You could be Himothy on the red carpet.
She know your balls.
But when you
agree.
Go home.
I agree. You're
can I say something about that?
You're the same person.
But it's not everybody. Let's be realistic.
The crazy part, though, is that, and this might be some fucked up shit to say, but the crazy part is when niggas is down and they blow up, they'll stick behind a chick. They stay with a chick longer than a chick that blow up or stay with the nigga. When a chick blow up, is
what you think? I'm gonna be single forever.
I don't have proof of that, but I can see how that is.
It's because they'll stay with them, but a lot of niggas be cheating on her. Yeah, the girl's not gonna just cheat on her. She's just gonna leave you.
She's just gonna leave you.
Yeah, niggas think that when they get money or they get a certain amount of clout or whatever, like that can buy you. That could buy you to do whatever the fuck you want, right?
Do you think you could be the same? True. You know what I mean? I'm sure you go out and dudes compliment you all the time. Yeah. But if you go out and all of a sudden tomorrow, everywhere you went, niggas was just like, yo, oh my God. Respectfully, you're unbelievable all day. Unbelievable.
But see, I think I just sort of want to challenge y'all. So like, I think that there is definitely a double standard. When men sort of grow in power, wealth, et cetera, right? The number of women you have access to increases.
You're not wrong.
When women do the exact same thing, the number of men that they have access to or interested to decreases.
I disagree.
Hold on, wait.
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying to you, the question was, am I changing? Sure, in the public persona, you know, let's say Moby Outside becomes, you know, her.
Yeah.
Right?
She'd be outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, thank you. Thank you for telling me I'm beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And then I'm going to go home to my man.
How does yours become less, though? We just want to break that down.
You mean, how does mine become? Because the amount of men.
Go ahead, say it. No, I know what you're about to get to. Say it.
So the amount of men that would like to compete with all of the men in my DMs and all of the men walking around, they don't want to do that.
But that's still more men.
No. I get what she's saying, though, right? Like, you got to think about this, right? Before, like, okay.
I want to, don't forget that. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll give you this. I'm cool. So y'all know who Joy Taylor is, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Or she's on Fox Sports 1 or whatever, right? Okay. But her brother is Jason Taylor, but she's on Fox Sports 1. She has a show with LaShawn McCoy and Emmanuel Acho, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before that, she was on The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful young lady, right?
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And she told me that she don't get, like, she gets, the kind of DM she gets is dick pics, right? Which is, like, that's not a way to really highlight a woman. Mm-hmm. But she realizes that, like, she.
No, that was 2008.
Clint, go ahead. Come on, Clint.
2008 it was.
You're not wrong, though. But listen.
2008, that shit worked every time.
You're not wrong.
It was about ratios.
Oh,
go ahead.
Shit. Come on, about shit.
Look at a BBL.
Y'all stupid. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But what I was saying, though, is she was saying how, like, guys know, like, who really, like, she don't get stupid niggas shooting a shot because guys know if you shooting that high, because that's shooting high. And she knows.
Shooting up, yeah.
That's
court.
Shooting up. Like, a lot of niggas don't like shooting up. Like, I get what you say, like shooters shoot, right?
Shooters shoot.
But let's be real. There's a lot of niggas, you know, there's a zone you just don't need to go in. That's just the bottom line.
Is it that? This is why I challenge that. Because I know a lot of women don't truly, that's in that status, don't want to date them. So right. they don't even look to a certain degree. So the women feel like he should be making in this class. If it was six figures when you was a regular bitch, now you a millionaire.
Because now Drake
No, they don't.
We'll talk about, we can talk about that off air only because I don't want
to. Let me give you an example.
Fuck your shit
let
up.
Me, yeah.
I don't want to. Yeah,
let me give you an example.
All I'm saying was I've dated way up.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Right? Successful, right? You got a lot going on. The thing about it is, you'll fuck a bitch from the projects.
There you go.
A chick, who would?
But you would.
You would.
The right.
No, I would. No.
Shit.
I swear. No. On my father and on my dick.
Listen.
No.
Listen. He's arguing semantics. All right, so hold on, wait. He means Drake will still fuck a chick that got
enough. He will pull a Phantom up. He will pull a Phantom up.
That's facts. That's facts. I don't disagree with that.
Kim Kardashian is not fucking a nigga in the project.
That's my fucking point.
You're not wrong with that.
To your point, she has dated many a man that didn't have the amount of wealth that she had.
When she was fucked up.
But they still rich niggas.
No. But regardless, what does that mean? It means that you live in my neighborhood. You close. That's what
I've dated more up than I have dated down. I can, you know, it had nothing. And it had, like, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'm not like a celebrity, right? Like, I'm like a D-list nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But what you had, though.
I mean, I got D-list. Like,
No. What do you
Thank
have?
Thank you, Dev.
What do you have?
I have. Here's the thing. First of all, this isn't recent, right? So we're talking 6-7 years ago.
Doesn't matter. What do you have?
What do you have?
What do you mean? Like, money-wise?
No. You have something called potential.
Those kids. I thought you were going to say I had that rizz.
No.
I rizzed her up.
A lot of women,
especially that have that success or they're up, they can
potential.
See this nigga right here.
He on his way.
He got it inside of him. They can see that shit and they be trying to bring that out.
I just want to see your facial expression.
But it'd be a lot of niggas that they think they got potential. Y'all be wasting time with the wrong niggas that don't got potential.
Because we lie a lot.
No. I don't know if y'all been on my side of the internet, but we looking for somebody potenched. Like, I'm not signing up.
Potenched. I like that.
But how potenched. You get past the niggas that lie real good? No, so you can't judge potential because sometimes the lie game is on the beat.
What do you say lie game? Like, what are you lying about? What are you lying about?
Everything. Like, whatever it is.
So you're talking about recitation?
Whatever she into. Whatever she like poetry, he write poems.
I wrote poems.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. As I like stare into your eyes and look into the sky.
She like, yeah, I'm Moby outside. You know what? I'll be outside too. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I like to travel.
Yeah, my DB outside of my pants.
You just wait. That's the answer.
This nigga's not the producer, dog.
At all. He's everything.
No, he's not the producer, dog. This is wild.
Yo, I don't know where we at. Final words. We got to get to the next
one. We can help him, neither.
File for divorce.
All right, what you got?
I'm second for file for divorce.
Come on, what you got, Dev?
Nah, man, you got to troop it out, cuz.
Troop it out.
You got to troop it out, man. You got to get, she got, see if that... Go get the massages they do on the butts to try to reshape them. They got these joints that look like
woodwork,
like dough joints.
They're wood.
Mm-hmm. Wood joints. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, see if they could re-sculpt. It's called body sculpting. See if they could do that.
Now, I'm telling you, insult her. Insult your wife. Tell her that ass look trash until she go get another one.
And she going to find her another man.
I think you should just hit from the back real hard.
Real hard. Yo, these some savages.
Yeah, that's it?
That's it. Just hit from the back real hard.
That's the end of the first half. God damn.
Welcome to the second half of
the Talk Heavy Podcast.
Before we get into anything, man, y'all know what to do. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's very free. Hit the fucking like button.
Please.
Thank you. Like button. It's that easy.
Finger that, John.
There you go. Listen to my man. Next.
We're fingering the like button.
Tell him. Next. Y'all know we never getting picked up on Peacock or nobody else's cock because we don't be jumping on no cocks.
Oh, wow. Hey, man. Shit.
Hopefully somebody else picked
Damn,
the fucking show up.
Damn, you can't be on NBC. That's crazy. I'm on somebody's cock. So,
stick it out, Clay.
Be your own people, man.
If you want this show to maintain, send some money in, man. Cash App. Hit the little button. What's it called? Super Chat. Send some money, man. Stop. Matter of fact, everybody send a dollar.
Everybody
send one fucking dollar if you want this show to exist.
Everybody send a dollar and Dev gonna show his titties.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Last but not least, that I got to say, man, keep sharing the clips, man. Tag us in it. We're gonna repost it, man. We appreciate y'all supporting us. Help us take this show somewhere, man. You got anything, man? Show somebody else, man.
Anybody, if you'd like your business to be sponsored, make sure you send an email with your information out to thetalkheavypodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on IG, thetalkheavypodcast.
And all y'all rappers, man, all y'all corny ones, don't hit us up. But if you got bars, hit us up, man. We'll put you on the show. Anything else?
That's it, man.
Let's get into it. Shout out to all our fans. Who we got? We got second half?
Yeah, let's go.
Y'all talk about some shit while I find a question.
This nigga looking
at our Instagram website.
What time? Yeah, I got
so y'all gotta come to Well Crafted. We talking about shout outs. Y'all gotta come to Well Crafted.
Shout
out to Well Crafted.
I'm hungry as shit.
Every first Wednesday, holla at your girl, me and my boy Darian Lamont. Throw a cocktail mixer. I'll see y'all there.
A cocktail.
As in beverages.
Are you on somebody's cock to have a cocktail?
It's a beverage, darling.
I know what a cocktail is.
I know you know.
Just like I know what a peacock is.
I'm just saying. NBC, bro, that could be taken different ways. They got BBCs, they got normal black cocks. Who knows, man? Like, we don't know, bro.
We're reaching for the stars.
We are, man, we are. Boy.
I think we helped last half. Let's see if we can help one more time.
I don't think we helped. He's not. He's fucked.
Hey, Talk Heavy. I'm in a tough spot and could really use some guidance. This is the wrong fucking show. Here you go. I worked at a senior medical facility for 9.5 years. I got did dirty by the two people that's closest to me. My boyfriend and my best friend, who I referred to get the job where I work, were caught on camera stealing medication intended for elderly residents. Mm. They had been stealing meds for a while, but my friend was caught passing medicine to my man in the janitorial closet. They never used to have cameras there, but they seen. But the administration discovered that the medication log didn't match the delivery inventory. I don't know what all that shit mean, but hey, they were both fired immediately. But I feel incredibly embarrassed and responsible for their actions since I was the one who got both of them the job.
Yep.
I feel like everyone is looking at me funny now. I want to quit. Should I continue my friendship with them after this incident? They obviously have no respect
for me. Damn, I'm glad they ain't had cameras at the joint I was at.
There is no way they're friends. We would never, like, I was just asking somebody earlier, have you ever told somebody, really, I never want to see you again? Like, I think that applies here. Mm. You know, and the main part is like, I would be even more mad because my boyfriend is in cahoots with my best friend. Why can't she be Bonnie to your Clyde, nigga? Like,
because he knew that she wasn't gonna be down with it.
No. But where'd the money go, though? No. That's where my brain went. I was just like, so
where did the money?
Where's
go?
The money?
So if they stole the purse, as long as you was getting a cut, you'll feel better about it.
No, all I'm saying is
somebody telling you
if
that,
if my name is being dragged through the mug, I ain't even get a tank of gas.
Yeah. Well, maybe he did. He might have looked out. I do think that's one of those things that people got to consider on some real shit. It's one of the worst things ever if you refer somebody, if you're a reference for anybody and anything, and they do some fucked up shit, it's bad. And what's super fucked up is a lot of us, the people that are sitting at this table, we're the kind of people that get in dope positions. And we might have some people that know us that we can't trust in those positions. We love them as friends, family, whatever. But they like, yo, cuz, yo, whoever, hook me up and put me. And you got to kind of spin them because you know when you put them in that position, they might do something.
But don't act like you didn't have a conversation with them, though. You had a conversation with them. Like, don't fuck this up.
Oh, absolutely.
No, you told him.
No, I didn't.
I give somebody a referral and I'm just like, listen, don't do nothing crazy. Man. Do exactly what you got on time.
I'm going to keep it a stack, yo. I'm not going to say who the comedian is, right?
Shout out Kevin Hart.
When we was in L.A., though, right? This dude named Spike used to run D-Ray's show every Monday at the Improv, right? So a comedian, you know, from Atlanta, vouched for a comedian from Philly to do the show. Mm. Number one, the nigga wasn't funny. Number two, the nigga went. So like one thing in comedy you can't do. You stupid. One thing in comedy you can't do is go over the light. Like that is the most disrespectful thing, especially if you bomb it.
They put the light on it.
No, but it's like going over. Like okay, they'll tell me Clint. Like if I'm doing that D-Ray show, right? They'll be like Clint, go up there. You got 12. When you see the light, you know that means either you're on your last joke, do your last joke, but wrap this shit up. You know what I'm saying? He is, when they start flashing the light, that means you should have been got off stage. Mm. And if they got to flash the light more than one time, hey, my nigga, like, you fucked up. And they had to flash the light at least 3 times at this nigga, and he wasn't funny. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it made the other comedian look bad. In a sense, it was like, yo, man, I vouch for you. I, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we're not just talking about dumb shit, right? We're talking about just simple professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of our friends and family lack just simple professionalism, let alone doing some extreme shit, like passing fucking pills in the fucking janitor's closet.
Yeah.
He pulling the shit out of his pants, she pulling it out of her. They had sex. Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy.
No, but, I mean, but if you can keep that from me, you can literally keep anything.
Yeah, I think they fucking.
And I mean, some people, they just do shit like you get them a job there, they working there for a week, and they asking the boss for a loan for an advance on a check. Like what? Certain things like that. Like what? It's like when you meet, that's like, if I got a lot of millionaire friends. Okay. It's like I bring them around my family or a friend of mine or something, they get a little cool, like, okay, the numbers exchange, because they like, oh, you a dev, cool. And next thing you know, it's like, yo, your man hit me up and asked me for, yeah, I mean, eighty bands to invest in his joint. It's like, oh,
80
come on,
bands
bro.
To invest is crazy. Yeah. You ain't got no plan.
But you got me a job at Quest Diagnostics, and you knew I was only going to be there 3 weeks.
That was fucked up.
You ain't gonna fuck.
Bro, that really happened?
That's very specific.
I was going to school. Right? I'm going to fucking be somebody in life. I'm still sitting here next to this nigga. But anyway, I was going to school, so he knew the plan. It's like, look, bro, I'm only going to be there 3 weeks. I just need a check to take some money to school. I don't know what happened to him after that, but
I got fired.
So they fired your dumb ass. You and your friend.
But I think, homie, sometime, you at least got to tell your homie, listen.
And it sent me down a fucking path of destruction. From there, that's when I started working at the fucking... The school for the deaf.
Stop.
Come on, man. Stop, bro.
What was the question? Man. Hold on. So the question was...
Fuck what you didn't hear.
What's wrong with you, bro?
I mean,
the question
are you not
was...
Listening? Listen,
the question was, what you should do.
I don't know, if,
I, listen,
I don't know
do.
If you heard, but deaf girls got some good pussy.
So again, the question was...
I'm not objecting that. I mean, can you imagine when they moan?
You gotta see it.
All right. I'm sorry. That was rude. I just wanted to indulge in your bullshit.
He just wanted to be part of the... Don't get me... Come on, man, help this person.
Dev, you ready?
We're going to lose two today.
Look, that was light. I was just hoping it wasn't going nowhere else.
Oh, my God. So, friendships. I think I could forgive my friends for that. It just would take a while.
Ain't no way.
They would have to.
Did you say ain't no way?
Ain't no way. Oh, shit, I'm forgiving my anybody. It was in cahoots with my man.
Yeah.
What if he was trying to raise extra money to get your engagement ring?
That was crazy. What if you saw the text thread was really like, yo, there's no way I could afford
this,
say,
bro. I'm fucked up. I'm sorry, but I was doing this for you, man. I wanted to do this before New Year.
There's a better way.
You
going
to leave him? There is a better
100%.
Way.
Sell feet pics, bro.
Do you leave him?
Absolutely. That was the best idea you had?
Yeah, but it was a bad idea.
Endanger selfie pics both of our jobs?
Or Uber Eat Uber, my nigga, like this?
Lyft?
Come on.
I don't think Uber Eats makes
sense. No,
I'm just saying.
listen, that's a long road to an engagement ring. Especially when he got a full-time job, he need an extra job.
You man, selling street pharmaceuticals that you just
man,
stole?
Man, you got to hustle, man. You know, selling...
If that's, I mean, it's wrong, but I'm saying I could forgive to a certain level. If you
I
tell
cannot.
Me my grandma's sick, she needed these...
No.
All right.
What you mean to tell me I got to get my man the job? Because you just told me I put him on. So first he have the job.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I'm making more money than him because he just got there.
But what about...
Second, and then you're going to tell me some disrespect... What is she buying?
Wait. You're saying... Hold on. So she just admitted something. Did you just admit that there's no pay gap between men and women? Because obviously, if you were there first, so obviously if you was there first, you made more. So really, it
you
is based
cute.
Off of truth. It's truly based off of seniority.
I said what I said.
And time. Yeah. And it's no
he reaching
no,
for
no
the
pay gap.
Men and women are paid equally according to her.
God no. damn.
This is the Reach
no.
Heavy podcast.
We're
going to call this Hands to the Sky podcast.
So him stealing to allegedly
get you something is unforgivable. If he was doing it for y'all.
You know what?
Lies.
How about this?
Because if he was doing it for us, I wouldn't have found out at my job. No,
he didn't want to bring you in on it.
Committing a crime. To do
for me,
for somebody to get them something or whatever, and unless it's a life or death situation, right? Like, I would commit if my woman was kidnapped,
mm-hmm.
all right? Yeah, motherfucker, we robbing the bank, like, we gotta rob a bank.
So, let me ask you a question, what's worse? You stealing from work to try to, you know, help to better your life, or your girl doing her OnlyFans and you not knowing about it, but she says she's doing it
for y'all.
Mm.
Then again, that's I'm not good with that.
Yeah, like, sexual nature is different.
But it's like there's
he said
man,
feet.
If you're lower, I'm cool with the feet. I'm cool with the feet. If my lady said I'm selling feet pics, I'm not like.
But niggas is jerking off to these feet.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. It's feet.
But niggas have to—they have to see her face to know what the who the feet.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
No, that's no, they don't.
Yeah, but the fetish is this is the.
How do y'all know the fetish?
Because they don't want to jerk off the ugly girl feet.
All right, listen, it doesn't matter. My point is, okay, if she put a picture of herself fully clothed and then shows the feet.
Yeah. Shows the feet.
I'm good with that, too. She's not naked.
But she breathing hard.
What? They gotta do something with
she
the
She gotta
feet.
Do something.
They doing shit like they jerking off.
They know she did this shit out of feet. Or he just a picture. I don't care. It's feet, my nigga. Like, I'm not. Here's the thing.
Look at this picture.
Here's the thing. If you are lowering your morals for money,
hear me.
That's a problem. That's what it really is, right? I've never lowered my standards to get money. It's never been that serious. I've never stooped below my level.
And that's the point.
I'm not fucking with nobody who does.
No, but that's the point.
Already love them. You find out after.
So I found out that you were less than I thought you were. Then that gives me more reason to leave.
You got a child with this woman.
She got a baby in her right now.
Yeah, you gonna just leave her? Or you going to try to mend things to keep your family together, to keep that black family together?
Not black love. Don't answer this shit. Don't answer this shit.
I don't give a fuck about that.
God damn.
I don't give a fuck about the black family.
Brother Umar, I'm not
give a fuck about
down.
All that, man. Doctor. If you commit, are you doing some dumb shit?
OJ Simpson.
R.I.P.
We was just talking about the OJ, doc. My man
just thinking with the UFC.
The juice.
God damn.
Nah, but real talk though, like I'm not. Like,
y'all the most unforgiving motherfuckers ever.
It's not that we're unforgiving. It's just like we're at the space now, and I'm at the age where it's like I got hard boundaries, bruh. And if my hard boundary gets crossed, then we have to have.
So
a conversation.
So what's the difference between your girl lying about her income and getting food stamps?
What?
Come on. That's better. She said, like, what if she just lied to get food stamps?
Or bought food stamps off somebody. That shit just is criminal.
Hold on. No. Apples and oranges, though.
Buying, stalling goods.
You know what?
I just respect the hustle.
I have it. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Because if you're buying food stamps off somebody or you're lying about your income, you're getting an approval that's taken away from somebody else's approval to get.
And you're going to eat the food.
Yeah. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. You are the scum of the earth. You are sewage, my guy.
You're going to fuck them kicks up.
Now my shit is coming out. Pause.
No diddy.
No
diddy. Now my, I get it. Hey, I'm with y'all.
Oh my God,
I don't
bro.
Think we helped this person.
No, I think. Hold on.
I think they should forgive. I don't know what the fuck.
I think. No. The point is, bigger than them doing the crime or doing something shady, it's the fact that they did it on your watch, at your job.
Hold on,
it's
publicly like, and privately, though. Publicly and privately. So not only did you play in my face at work, you played in my face at my house.
Yes.
And in my business.
Yes.
And then the third thing is you made me look real dumb.
Yeah.
Publicly and privately.
Right.
Which is worse.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Publicly.
Publicly is worse.
Publicly is way worse.
Because you can get cheated on in private and it's like, it's cool. But right.
It's never cool.
It's not cool, but it's like,
and then like.
You have a better chance of coming back from cheating privately than you do cheating publicly.
Yes. I agree.
Yes. If you cheat on your lady and like, she got a chick. You know, sending her DMs talking about something. Y'all want to come to you as a woman? It's embarrassing.
Worst. Okay. They don't ever DM you. They send you text messages from his phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Those.
Okay. So you don't invite your bitches to your comedy shows.
I don't have bitches. No, I don't have bitches. I don't even know what you're talking about.
He said, wait till that peacock joins. Interview me again. The next time I'm on this show, interview me after that, nigga.
All right, come on, get the final words, man. I don't want to stay too long on this. Help, what you got for him? You say leave him forever. Stop fucking with your best friend.
No. You need new
everything
friends.
Everything is leave the nigga.
God damn. And you divorced right now. My man, I'm sorry,
that
man.
Means she really left. She really leave a nigga.
My man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is unforgivable for me, too. I'm
it's
good.
Unforgivable.
We're not friends
anymore.
Nope.
God Damn. This your best friend and
you're going to break up with a motherfucker.
And if you're one of my friends right now and you're stealing food stamps or you're lying about your income, we need to have a fucking talk right now.
God damn, this nigga is OJ.
You need to have a fucking talk.
Give him the juice.
You poor piece of shit.
This nigga pulled up in an all-white Bronco.
God damn.
No, but real rap though, yeah, they're done. You're done.
So this is what I will say. We have fuck up friends. And I think that with my friends, for whatever reason,
I got plenty of them.
No,
like he my fuck up friend.
So it's like you have certain friends, or I can say I do, that I can accept fuck ups from more than other ones. As fucked up as that sounds, like I hold different people to different standards. So, but some people is like, this person is around me so much, they're damn near like family. I knew better when I brought them the fuck in.
You blame yourself.
I kind of blame myself. I've been like, yo, why did I bring this? Now, when it's somebody that you look at as thorough in a certain way and you feel like, oh, I could trust him, he good, and they do it, that's where it's the most heartbreaking in the situation. Mm-hmm. For me personally,
so you're holding people,
I don't have low life friends.
So you're having the people that can do well, you're not giving them no leeway, but the people that fuck up on a regular, you give them all the grace.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Wild. No, I'm gonna tell you why.
It's kind of true.
No. It's true.
It's not even like players fuck up too. You got this one time, but imagine you fuck up all the time, keep coming to the house.
It's like when your brother on drugs and people in the family let him move in the house because they don't want him on the street. It's like, oh, you gotta take Tim this time. I took him in last time then he got sober and da da da. People, oftentimes the people with the most problems get babied the most. If you come that from that type fact. Of family, your whole life was wrapped around your mom, had to pay the most attention to him because he was the one in jail. They had to put up the money for the crib to get him out. People gather around and support those
people. But
that's
not the point though. It's not the same thing, because what you're saying to me is this person has an addiction, and that I, as a community, we got to take care of that person. But what you're telling me is that I don't give them this. I give him a different set of grace than the people that made decisions.
Somebody made a decision to take a drug.
Turn that song up.
This is my jam. They made decisions over and over again. So somebody stuck a heroin joint on their arm.
What we're not going to do is have that conversation. What we're going to talk about is that there were two people that decided over and over and over again, not only to deceive me, but to steal them at the job that I got them. What you're trying to say is you're playing semantics.
No, I'm not.
Hear me out. Because what you're saying is like somebody, all right. You say it's somebody that, like, you know, you have different expectations of different friends based on the fact of what they're capable or what they're not capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing, right? You know for a fact you're not getting your crackhead brother a fucking job.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
And what I'm telling you is...
No.
He's bro, you're misquoting me.
I'm just saying the reality, right? Like, if you got a good job, and we're talking about pharmaceuticals and medicine.
Healthcare.
I'm not getting my dumbass fucking brother or my dumbass friend a job.
And if you do, you blame yourself.
But you know for a fact... Let's be real. Before we refer anybody to anything, you have to think highly of this person. Nobody's going to refer you to nothing that you not think
that's not true.
You refer bullshit.
That's why I said blame myself, because in reality this is real life, right? In real life you got nieces and nephews that you paying for, my nigga. Now you trying to get a job for your brother, your cousin, or whoever, because they can't pay for their house.
That's
now,
not my problem.
Now, but that's how you run your
problem.
But we're talking about reality of households all over America. People have to do this. Where in the communities we in Philadelphia, a lot of people got
my cousin home from jail, and you trying to give him a second chance even though you know he a dickhead.
And he always end up in jail, and he not necessarily a drug addict. He just ain't the brightest. Sometimes you got people in your family that ain't smart. And they just ain't.
And that's where we. And for me, I'm just not helping you.
No, we have helped them.
Those who help themselves.
No, that's not true.
No, it is true. For me, like, listen, man, maybe I'm just a dickhead, or maybe I'm just very hard for people in life, right?
And that's the soundbite.
But I'm going to keep it a stack, right? Like, here's the thing, right? Like, look, I have a cousin in the business that's very high up. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, she never gave me a fucking handout. She never said, like, you know what I'm saying? You know when she helped me? She started helping me when she realized, like, oh, he has an agent. Oh, he got this far with himself. So what I'll do is I'll push him along because I know for she's helped plenty of people in our family and they've fucked off. Her own brother, I'll tell y'all this off camera, but her brother fucked off. You know what I'm saying?
The camera's rolling right
no,
now.
No, I'm talking about the name. No, I'm going to give the name.
I know what you said.
There's a lot of women. There's a lot of famous women with brothers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying he's fucked off multiple times in life.
So you think she's the problem?
No, she's not the problem because she gave him she gave him you're missing what I'm saying.
After he helped himself.
He's on the outs. He's on the outs. So but I'm saying I've helped myself, so she helped me because she knows, but she doesn't help out motherfucking
so
family.
So she thought you was the fuck up.
What, nigga, what?
That's why she didn't help you.
That's why she didn't help you until you was getting it together.
But that's how this is supposed to work. You're talking about, okay. Helping out family in this case was strictly financial. This was not working for me. This was not doing all these other things.
Okay.
We had another family member that used to partake in some stuff, blah, blah, blah. But that person got clean, helped themselves, and then that person said, okay, you've done the fucking work. That's the thing, right? Like, I don't fuck with motherfuckers who don't do the work, yo. And we're not just talking about doing the work to get clean. We're talking about being in a better emotional state. We're talking about going to therapy and working through what you got going on so that you don't fuck up anymore. So the problem is we be, like you said, babying motherfuckers. But the thing is, I only help niggas who help themselves. If you my friend and you fucked up, I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still put my arm around you. I'm still going to say, yo, I'm still going to help you in ways that do not embarrass me.
Yeah.
There's other ways of help. It's not just financial and getting somebody a job.
The lines in reality in life from my experiences and experience that I've watched is never a climb out of the hole like this.
No, it's not.
I agree.
So what happens
is your person is not fucking up, staying out of jail. I don't even want, not even addiction. Just make dumb decisions. Mm-hmm. Not in trouble, not doing this. So you give them that look, and then they fuck up. This is the thing where it's that, I knew you was going to fuck up again,
no, but
there
was steps in there, and that's the point. That's my point. So you was on the phone acting like you was a manager for their first job. They didn't just come into your space, into your people under, most of the day valid, so they're here.
Right.
You didn't do that. Because you're going to protect yourself and you're going to protect your person, because if they are going to continue in this cycle,
right,
we both can't lose both our jobs.
And here's the thing. There's space for a relapse or things to happen, right? My issue is this. The main issue is we always think help looks like money, right? Like my cousin who I'm describing has never given me a dime directly in my life. Mm-hmm. But she's put me in rooms to be able to either sink or to swim. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And people think help goes a long way. Just even having her as a confidant where I can call her and say, hey, I'm in this situation. I got this. You've been here before. How does this work? You know what I'm saying? Like having that, like it's more so like, If I have a friend that's consistently in and out of jail, he like, yo, Clint, man, how do you, you know what I'm saying? How you get to where you at, man? I wanna do this. Well, bro, you have direct access to me, right? Which means is that we can continue to talk. I can give you all the pointers that you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not ready to vouch for you yet, but I can give you tools. I can give you game. I can give you knowledge that will put you in a space. And also, look how I'm carrying myself when it comes to, we're talking about not fucking up and, you know what I'm saying? We're not just having conversations about work either. It's like, look, I'm a dad. I'm this, I'm that. Sometimes people just need an ear. And I was one of them. I needed an ear.
But once you're in that situation, the point is that I'm saying is we're talking about once the person, for however y'all get there, however they convinced you to give them that shot.
Yeah.
Once they fucked up, the conversation is about cutting them off forever.
Okay.
So
I just don't think these situations align, because I don't think this was I get what you're saying. You're not wrong. I do understand what you're saying in the sense of like, okay. They've I'm sorry.
Heimlich.
White blood cells.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, dog.
No, that's how I walked off the show last time, they'll tell you.
That's crazy.
We're not doing that again, gentlemen. That's We're crazy. Not doing that again.
That's crazy. That's no, funny as shit.
You can't get HIV on Wednesday.
Everybody knows.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody knows.
That's right.
Yeah. But check it, though. So, yeah, whatever they've done to convince me, and then if they fail me, but if they fuck up, right? It also depends how you fucked up. You made me look crazy. But what's your reaction to your fuck up? Are you taking accountability for your fuck up? Are you remorseful
about
it?
That is the
biggest thing, right? Like there's space for somebody who messes up and I could be like, "You know what? So I'm not going to blame myself. What I'm going to do is if you feel bad, blah 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 blah, and I can sense it and feel it, then it's like, "All right, man, like I have space for you." But I think in this direct situation, these two dickheads made a choice.
I think that's how you end it. Say it one more time.
These two dickheads. You two dickheads made a choice.
And therefore, we can't fuck with you no more. That's the end of the Talk Heavy podcast.
Ever.
I put 20,000 to my plug, Tony, front me now. I bought 50,000 to my jeweler, Tony, bust me down.
If I'm in a Carmelo, no, I got some Lala with me. If you ever see me with that chopper, ain't no Sada with me. I be smoking activist that night, that's not a pizzy. I ain't gotta say no cap, the bitch, no, I'm not a kizzy. Give it 36 to my little bitch, nigga, I got a bricky. Hit my line, I got the sticky. Hanes and money rocking with me. All my youngins do is spin on shit, cause all they got is frisbees. How you talking about you been in shit when you ain't got no blicky? You gon' need a lot of county spots, turn up your trap like me. You gon' need a lot of rap, but we to try to rap like me. Yeah, you bitch that perky dick, that's why she keep attacking me. Talking me and trying to act like me and smoke that pack like me. How you say it's gas and I ain't smelling it or tasting it? If that shit from, then best believe I'm facing it. Fuck a pound, we get it by the ton, the whole case of it. Smell it up the block, ain't even gotta put your face in it.
Me and Brobo used to split an eighth, now we got the pounds. I remember when she wasn't fucking, now she fucking now. I bought 20,000 to my plug, told him front me now. I bought 50,000 to my jeweler, told him bust me down. Me and Brobo used to split an eighth, now we got the pounds. I remember when she wasn't fucking, now she fucking now. I put 20,000 to my plug, told him front me now. I bought 50,000 to my jeweler, told him bust me down. I bought 50,000 to my jeweler, told him bust me down. You gon' need a lot of rap, I remember when she wasn't fucking, now she fucking now. You gon' need a lot of rap, I bought 50,000 to my jeweler, told him bust me down.